Nobody knows what to say.
Hallelujah. Say it. Say it with me. Hallelujah. There we go.
All right. Good. Good. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. I invite you to consider what Jesus has to say to you today about yourself. And here's a question. What is the proper response when Jesus says something to you? Well, the answer is pretty straightforward, but it's important. I think I hear it out there. Jesus says something to you about yourself, about me, about you. The proper response is simply to believe it. Yes. Yes. And that's because Jesus speaks the truth. It is because Jesus speaks with authority. It's not just truth, it's important truth. It's important truth for you and for others. He speaks to you with an authority like nobody else has, except God the Father. And when Jesus, or God the Father, or the Holy Spirit, speaks to you, it's something that matters for the sake of the world. He speaks truth of the way things really are. So what's the proper response when Jesus speaks to you? It's to believe Him. Well, now this morning, we hear Jesus speaking to His disciples. And by the way, that includes us. He declares, "You are the salt of the earth." And I think what He means by that is pretty clear. The world is in bad shape, and it needs you. It needs salt. Now, whether you take that to mean it needs seasoning or flavoring, the world needs to be preserved, okay. The point is, it's you. The earth needs salt, and it needs you to be that salt. And there's a great need for light, too. We live in a dark world. It's a dark place. There's a great need for light. Why? So that people can see. So that they can see God. So that they can see the truth. And we are Jesus' people, Jesus' disciples. So He says to us, "You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world." We're supposed to believe Him. We're supposed to believe Him. Well, what are the consequences if we don't believe Him? What happens if we do not believe to Jesus? What if we say no when He speaks to us? Well, since what Jesus says is true, the consequences are not good. It's not good not to believe Him. He lays it out kind of almost like a riddle when He says to His disciples, "But if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored?" Now, I don't know how salt can lose its saltiness. How can a person lose faith? I don't know that either. But if salt loses its saltiness, it's not good for anything except to be thrown away and trampled under other people's feet. Not good. Not good. So I think we should believe Jesus when He speaks to us. And if we don't believe Him, things start to become absurd. Listen to what He says. "Look, you can't hide a city that's on a hill, can you? And nobody takes a lamp and lights it and then covers it with a bucket. Nobody does that, do they? Why would you light a lamp and then cover it? That's stupid. It's also dangerous. dangerous. It's also dangerous for us not to believe Jesus when he tells us something about ourselves. So I think we should believe Jesus when he tells us that he's appointed us to make a difference in this world. Right here, on this earth, right now, where we are. It's as if we're an acolyte bearing a little flame of light into this world. A little flame of light to show the truth about God. About who God is. What he looks like in this world. How do you see God? Well, Jesus doesn't get very specific here. Maybe it's because he's talking to all believers of all time. He doesn't say, Jeff, okay, today I want you to do this. At least not in his word. But he does tell us that we're salt and light. And I think with just a little bit of imagination, with just a little bit of creativity, we can think of how we can be salt and light in our lives. And if you have trouble with that, look at today's Old Testament reading, at least the end of it, for some ideas. But I think you can think of something that you can do today or this week in your life. Maybe with the people at your job tomorrow. Maybe with someone in your family this week. Or if you're in school, at school with your classmates. Maybe today at a Super Bowl party if you're going to one. How can you do a little good work that shows people who Jesus is? Well, of course, it's one thing to say, Jesus, I believe you. It's another thing to actually believe him. So what I'd like to do is invite you to listen in on what Jesus has to say about certain kinds of people. Maybe you can hear yourself in there. This comes from this last week's gospel reading, which comes right before today's reading. Listen to what Jesus has to say, because it too is true. He says, people who have nothing to offer to God, nothing. People who have nothing to offer God. Those people who can't get their act together, does that ever include you? Well, he says, Jesus says, these people who can't get their act together are blessed. They are blessed. Blessed so much you could call them saved. And why is that? It's because they have the gifts of the King. Kingly gifts like forgiveness and life and salvation. Kingly gifts like a new life, a new identity, a new community with whom they belong, God's community. You belong eternally. These are kingly gifts to people who have nothing to offer God in return. And Jesus says this, those people who are willing and able to see the world as it really is, a world that may be rotting and decaying, and a world that is dark. Yes, can you see that? Well, these people, These people who are troubled by that and who mourn for this world or parts of it because of that decay and rot and darkness, well, these people are really, really blessed. Because one day, God will turn all that mourning into joy. Jesus says that people who are powerless, who can't make it happen, well, these people, the meek, they're really blessed too. Because they will get to live in God's new heaven and His new earth. How long? Forever. And Jesus says that people who know that things are not right with this world, well, these people are blessed too. Because one day, God's going to make it right. And you know that already. And you will be completely and utterly and eternally satisfied. That's blessed. Are you listening? People who have nothing to offer get everything from God. That's you. That's me. That's us. That's how blessed we are. And there's a little more. Jesus said, merciful people are blessed too, because they shall receive mercy. Forgiveness of sins on the last day, you will see it. And Jesus says, those people who are pure in heart, or made pure in heart by God, by faith in Christ, those people who have their eyes and their faith set on the God of Israel, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, not some other God, well, these people are really, really blessed too. Because they, you, will see God face to face. And people who make peace, well, they are blessed as well. For they will be called God's sons and God's daughters. Can you make peace with someone in your life? Can you help a couple of other people make peace? Because God offers you peace through Jesus Christ. So listen to Jesus. He says, whenever this rotting world hates you and persecutes you because you belong to Him, well, then you're really blessed. You're really blessed because of God's eternal gifts for you. Forgiveness. Life. And salvation. Eternal belonging to Him. That belongs to you. Jesus is talking about you. You, dear Christian friends, are really, really blessed. Right now. And on the last day. So I invite you to believe Jesus when He speaks to you, saying that you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. And it needs you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.